Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So skint at the moment because I can't get any cash out because my bank account was hacked into, so they've stopped all my cards.
Really? It was hacked? By who?
It means I can't do anything this weekend. So I don't know, some online weird company.
What were they called?
Happy Crocky or something like that.
Oh, I thought you said...
Day. Whatever day it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Heya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we get all soapy. We're discussing the nation's favourite TV shows, or are they? We're also chatting about American ones. We're even talking about some ones in South Korea. And Fizz from Coronation Street's on the phone chatting about, well, Fizz from Corrie.
It's going to be a riot.
It absolutely is. Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 9. Now, don't worry, if you're listening to this thinking, oh my word, they've done 9 weeks of this, I know. We're surprised as well.
Get bored of us just yet, please.
Don't get bored. And if you want to listen to more of us or catch up at any previous weeks, you don't have to, but we'd love it if you did. Go on lukeandlucyfm.com. You'll take you to where you need to be, or iTunes. Type in Luke and Lucy FM. And can I just say, give me a high five, Lucy.
Hi to the five.
We are verified on Twitter at Luke and Lucy FM. Drop us a tweet there, a little blue tick. Bit awkward though, because Lucy didn't get a blue tick.
Right.
Just saying.
Not yet.
Well, yeah. We've got hope.
You never know.
And if you don't have hope, you don't have anything. I'm Luke Marsden. And if you've just joined us, a true fact about me, I've never actually ate a full salad in my entire life.
That's a different fact to the one you was going to say.
I changed my mind. I've never ate a full salad in my entire life.
Why?
Just I look at it. I eat two bits of it. I've never ate a full salad.
There's too many leaves in it, though,
isn't there?
It's
too much. What's class as a full salad?
Exactly. Like, if I get a Caesar salad, I'll eat all the bacon, I'll eat all the chicken, put a few leaves with it, but then I won't eat the rest of the leaves.
It's my sort of salad, bacon and a salad. Brilliant.
Yeah, just literally bacon and chicken. That's all I want.
What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
Gosh, I can't remember what it was.
Fantastic.
I realise I have such a dull life.
A true fact about you is you told me you once interviewed.
Oh, yeah, I once interviewed Nicola from Girls Aloud.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Yeah?
I enjoyed that.
Isn't she the dullest member of Girls Aloud?
No way. She was really nice.
Was she?
Really nice. Oh. Yeah. She's now my favourite.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All
favourite.
Right. So
Actually, I really like Kimberly, though, as well.
Well, thing is, though, right? And obviously, let's not forget the other one, Cheryl Cole and
Nadine.
Sarah. Sarah's the one I'm looking for, because Sarah actually cameoed for a few weeks in Coronation Street.
Yeah, she did, didn't she? She didn't get any good reviews.
She was slated. We could be acting better than Sarah from Girls Aloud. And that's kind of what this podcast is about. We want to talk about soaps, because the reason why I thought we'd choose this week, soaps, is because I caught a glimpse of EastEnders this week. And honestly, a glimpse is in milliseconds. And honestly, if I went to a funeral, I'd have more fun.
Oh, shut up. Stop. EastEnders is my favourite.
Lucy,
I have to admit, I love EastEnders. I think it's great.
No,
Mitchell. Who can beat Phil Mitchell?
Lucy, if you went to a funeral, you'd have more fun than you would watch an entire half an hour of EastEnders.
Way.
It's pure grim and misery.
Like, who remembers Bianca? Bianca Jackson, was it? Ricky!
Apologies
Come
if you're just
on.
Driving now. You've got that screeching down your ears. I mean, to be honest though, Lucy, as a nation, we are absolutely obsessed with soaps,
yes,
right?
Yes, a lot of people are obsessed with soaps. Greg, who I used to work with, obsessed with Coronation Street. Like, literally, his favourite thing in the whole world.
How old is Greg?
He's 26 years old.
26-year-old man obsessed with soaps. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with it. Hey, judgment-free on this podcast. Judgment-free on Luke and Lucy FM. But, I mean, as a country, you know, we settle down, we get the kettle on, we enjoy a nice cup of tea. Speaking of tea, check out last week's podcast, all about tea. And we kind of, like, talk about it. But that's dying off. I've found fewer people talking about soaps these days. Why?
I don't know, maybe they're starting to get lives.
Maybe they're starting to get bored stiff of the storylines that they've got at the moment.
Well, you need fresh new ideas all the time, isn't it? It's quite hard. It must be really hard being a scriptwriter.
Yeah, because the thing is, though, a soap opera, I mean, that this is the idea. When it first started, a soap opera was supposed to kind of reflect real-life events, people's things.
Yeah.
But no, you've got tram crashes, you've got... It's just fictional. There's too many fictional things happening. Yeah. Threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes, all this sort of stuff.
And I think they're trying to get more comedy value in there, where, well, I suppose that he's funny. But
in real life, it's not as funny because there's not much laughter in real life.
But however, despite us just slagging off soaps for the past 5 minutes, we do actually love soaps because I have to be honest, I watch EastEnders religiously.
Do you?
Yes, my mum, Babs, loves Coronation Street, watches that every single night, probably watched it on catch up as well. I don't know anyone who doesn't like them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few people, but also there's a lot of people who are invested. It's the favourite thing to do. Coronation Street, for me, is my soap.
Yeah.
I've watched Coronation Street on and off all my life.
You get home from work, don't you? Chill out, curry, bit of EastEnders.
Bit of bed.
Bed?
That's it. That's
like,
Lucy.
That's
way,
your routine.
This is a true reflection of Lucy's
life.
No, it's Lucy, it's not me. But the thing with Coronation Street is, you know, it's one of those soaps where you could leave, like I did. I kind of left watching it for maybe 3 years, dip back in. Not much else has happened. It's all back.
Yeah,
they've all slept with each other.
That's the good thing about it.
That's
you can just come
soaps.
Back in,
yeah.
Isn't it? And you can pick up from where you left off. So it's fantastic.
Do you know the nation's 7 favourite soaps, Lucy?
Okay, so Corrie, EastEnders.
That's correct.
Emmerdale.
Correct.
Doctors.
Doctors is, yes, on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hollyoaks.
That is on there.
I don't know anymore.
You're not going to guess the next two.
Go on. Oh, Holby City, is that classed as a soap?
Please, it's barely classed as anything, Holby City. I don't think it's a classed as a soap. The Urchers, it's a radio soap,
yeah.
But is the longest running British soap.
Yeah.
Aside from TV one, is obviously Coronation Street.
But is that number one?
It's number one,
wow.
The Urchers. And because, obviously, if somebody had listened, and you might do, maybe you listen to it right now, after this, obviously, and you would have listened to over 17,000 episodes of The Urchers.
Insane.
That's a lot of stuff coming in your ears, isn't it? 17,000 times.
A lot of Archers that processed in the brain.
And the final one, which is very popular in certain parts of England, I'm going to see if I can pronounce it properly. Pebble Wychum.
Pardon?
It's Welsh. It's a Welsh soap.
Oh,
and
really?
It's very popular,
that's a
popular in Wales.
Really?
Yes, it's Pabal Ychyn.
If we have any Welsh listeners, please do get in contact with us.
Tweet
at Luke and Lucy FM and tell us what's so good about this soap. I've never heard of it in my entire life.
Well, it's a soap about Welsh people in Wales.
Well, yeah, true.
So that's the 7 favourite soaps of the nation. But one of the big things is that the nation, for me, reality TV has very much taken over soaps because people want real life events, not like Terry, which is obviously heavily scripted.
I don't know. It is kind of like it depends on what age you are, though, as well, doesn't it? Like, I think all the reality shows are more for, like, younger people.
Well, yeah, but EastEnders previously has aimed itself at a younger demographic now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, more people are interested in keeping up with Kardashians than keeping up with the Barlows.
I do love keeping up with Kardashians. And talking of the Barlows, in Coronation Street, obviously, for those who don't know who the Barlows are.
Fictional family.
Peter Barlow, 7 different actors have played Peter Barlow.
7 different actors.
7 different actors. I'm sure he hasn't been in it that long.
Yeah, and even if he has, that's a heck
insane.
Of a lot. Yeah. The thing is, though, I love it when they change an actor because we're just expected to believe that they've either got more handsome or more ugly, or, you know, it's
or
like
taller or shorter.
Yeah, or
fatter
or thinner. They've disappeared for a few weeks and come back as a completely different person. Like, if you walked out to this room,
that would be great if that happened to me one time.
If you walked out to this room right now, Lucy, and another girl came in, I mean, I'd be
well,
thrilled.
If I walked out to this room and say I transformed into Beyonce,
well,
I would not argue with that.
And this podcast has just gone astronomical in listening figures if that's the case. If that's the case. Now, you know, another one, the soaps around the world are equally as popular because let's not just limit it to this country, Lucy. America's got its own, you know, Emmy Awards and all that and the big daytime TV awards. But actually, could you name some popular soaps outside of the UK, Lucy?
I have zero idea.
A popular soap in South Korea.
South Korea? Those from South Korea who are
listening right now, although it's an iTunes banned in South Korea. I don't
know.
No idea. It's banned somewhere.
Audioboom isn't.
Audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Winter Sonata.
Winter Sonata. Big in South Korea. That sounds very intriguing.
This one's big in India. It's called Because a Mother-in-Law Used to Be a Daughter-in-Law.
Stop. That's not true.
This is a real life Indian soap.
Yeah. Oh my God, that is weird.
Snail House is big in China.
Snail House.
And Noor, N-O-O-O-R, is big in Turkey.
Wow.
And that's a soap about a man and his dad, cool. The Turkish one.
How can it be soap with just two people in it?
Exactly. Well, it's a cheap soap. It's developed on a budget. Like this podcast.
Like this podcast.
Have you got some more facts about soaps?
We could class ourselves as soaps.
We are now a soap opera, yes.
Yes, we are. Just a couple about Corrie. Obviously, we do have Fizz on the podcast. So I did have a quick look when she started. She did start in 2001. She first came into Weatherfield. And yeah, it was apparently the first only cast her for 5 episodes, yet here she is.
Here she is. Well, she's not actually here because...
Like 15 years later.
She's still fizzing Corrie. And I tell you what, enough about us talking about soaps. Let's get somebody who actually is paid by soaps to talk about soaps.
And she actually knows what she's going on about, unlike us too.
Well, unlike Lucy. On the phone, no, it's Fizz from Corrie, Jenny McAlpine.
A.K.A. Jenny McAlpine.
Hello, are you all right, guys?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm okay. Thank you very much.
Good. Shattered from a week on the cobbles.
Yes, I am a bit, actually. And obviously I can't...
reveal anything.
...much, but I tell you, it's been a bit of an exciting week.
Oh!
And next week we are filming a series of night shoots.
Oh!
And usually with night shoots comes, a bit of
drama.
Yes.
And are you heavily involved in these night shoots?
Yes, I would say so. I would say it's a big, obviously it's on the street, I can tell you that.
Well.
So it's night, so it's dark, it's outside.
Oh, you'd be freezing as well.
Oh, Lucy, wait till you see what I'm wearing.
Oh, no!
I've got nothing covering me up.
Oh, no!
Jenny, so I mean,
this is what people say. Yeah. You think, like,
it's glamorous.
Soaps are glamorous. Yeah. And you've heard it here first. It definitely isn't glamorous.
No, and then, the costume department are going to be lovely and get hot water bottles, etc.
Oh,
I'm going to
see
you live on your podcast. Hang on. Oh, no, it's gone.
So Jen, I mean, tell us about, obviously, like we just said, you know, being glamorous and stuff and you're on the cobbles, but night shoots and stuff like this, I mean, that's during the night, right? So you start at, what, 10, you finish at 6 a.m, it's like a night shift.
This is even proper, let me tell you. We're called at 5 in the afternoon.
Right.
Until 5 the next morning.
That's a shift.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's like a shift.
You'd be
like
shattered after that.
Yeah. Is there a lot of waiting around? Because there must be, right?
Yeah, there is. And this is kind of there's a lot of cast involved. So
they're
kind of, usually we're filming one scene. If you do like the Rover scenes, one scene might take you an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Mm.
Whereas if you're doing a big thing on the street, where everyone's coming out of the houses or whatever's happening, you can be doing the scene that took you an hour, 2 hours in the Rovers, take you all night.
Because anything could go wrong. I mean, I imagine you've been on the street a long time now. You're a bit of a pro. Do you get annoyed when they get somebody new in and they're thinking, oh, I just forgot my lines. Oh, you think I have to redo the entire thing?
Nobody does, actually.
That's good.
Comes and
very professional.
Everyone is. And I think, actually, to be honest, people who come who are new are even more on it because they're really,
they want to impress, don't
they?
Yeah,
it'd be me who'd mess it up for the new person. You're nervous for the new person because you think, oh, I don't want to mess up. You've been practicing this and, you've just done that really well. And then if I forget my line, you have to do it again. So actually, it's probably the other way around.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you started in 2001. You were originally only cast for 5 episodes, that's right.
Yeah.
But obviously, now you're still here.
What happened?
I know. Well, that's what my mate of mine says to me. You need to stop saying that, Jenny, because if that's a mistake and you were only supposed to have been there for 5 years, you owe them 15 years worth of wages.
I know.
Do you?
It's crazy. So, in all that time, have you got a favourite storyline that you've been involved in?
It's kind of every one you do kind of seems to trump the other one.
Yeah. That's good, though, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to get bored.
Yeah, because, and in the moment, the time that you're doing it, like this one that we're doing now, which obviously I can't divulge, is great. And but yeah, I'm sorry, memories, I think they're kind of little memories actually that I love. I was with yesterday. I was at an ITV event with Chris Bisson, who obviously used to be in Corrie and is now in Emmerdale.
Yeah,
and we were talking because we were there to, they were picking our brains about soap operas. I don't know what they thought me and Chris knew, but anyway, we talked about it.
Well,
you've been in it long enough.
And we were talking about, I was talking about The Factory and how that's a great thing, and I love watching the factories in all the soaps. You know, the chorus girls who kind of just gossip about what's happening.
Yeah.
He reminded me that there was, he said, oh yeah, I've just remembered. I was at an Underworld Christmas party.
Wow.
And he stripped my character naked. I said, oh yeah, I remember that.
That's an image.
Those factory scenes, but especially the Christmas parties that used to be quite raucous, particularly when we had men in charge of us, like the Mr. Baldwin.
Oh, I can imagine. I used to love Mike Baldwin.
Yeah. I know.
He was one of my favourite characters.
He was great. So it's little memories, actually, that you then remember and think, oh, yeah, that was a special time.
Yeah.
And but it's the people that make it, you know.
Because that's like everything, yeah.
Yeah. It's like any job, isn't it? You'd be so bored going to it if you didn't get on with everyone.
Exactly.
So it must be hard if you get, like, some really challenging storylines and kind of, it must be difficult for you personally as well, say, if you can relate to it.
Yeah, do you just switch off? Because obviously you've had some, obviously the recent storyline you had as well is your daughter in the show had cancer. So for you then to go home with your child as well, that must be like mentally draining.
Yeah, I mean, I think personally, I just do try and
switch off. Yeah.
And I think for me, you've got to do it. I suppose if you're filming a one-off drama or a film that you could, you might be able to afford to not switch off for 6 or 8 weeks.
Mm.
I think if you're doing it constantly, you have to be able to switch off. So I can quite easily, and then kind of leave Fizz at the door. But it's tiring. I'm not saying it does. Of course it does. It does drain you.
Mm.
You inevitably, it kind of, you know, it's not easy.
It touches you, doesn't it?
No.
Of course it does. It touches you. And meeting the people, because often, you know, our team do really work hard at researching stories before they go out. So for that cancer storyline, I met a lot of mums and dads and children.
Who'd had cancer,
who'd survived cancer, some parents who'd sadly lost children. So that obviously touched me.
It puts it into perspective as well, I suppose, that you're just acting about that and though obviously living it every single
day. Exactly.
You said that you leave Fizz at the door. How difficult is that when you're out and about? I mean, do you get sick of people shouting Fizz at you? Oh, it's Fizz. Fizz is shopping.
Actually, that is quite hard, I try and leave Fizz, but about 10 minutes later, she follows me back to
Why is Fizz looking in the reduced section in Tesco? I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, that's one of the main thing people say is, what are you doing in here? Because I love a bargain.
Yeah.
You will find in the reduced section in Tesco.
Yeah. Yeah. Who does it?
Exactly. Like when I use my Boots Club card, and people go, "Oh, why do you need a Boots Club card?" Because everybody in the country's got one.
Yeah.
And I bet they're always like, "So what's going on with you and Tyrone?"
But it's lovely because people kind of root for you, and I love meeting, because I'm a fan of the show.
Yeah.
So
do you watch it yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Awesome.
Definitely.
How far in advance is it filmed then? So you go home, you'd watching it on Monday night, but that's the new stuff is filmed. Is it 6 weeks in advance?
Yeah, about that. This stuff that we're filming next week, you're going to see about the middle of May. So, yeah.
Because I saw your tweet, I think it was in October or something last year. Oh, putting my woolly Christmas jumper on. I mean, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Christmas. Well, Christmas we tend to film even more in advance because they kindly give us 2 weeks off at actual Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice of them.
I know. It's lovely. They're very kind. So even though they don't give me any clothes for night shoots, they do give me time off.
Even though they let you freeze and get hypothermia, yeah, at least, well, you exactly get Christmas off.
Yeah, but I need the time to recuperate, don't I?
You do.
Jen, before we let you go, we just want to know, if people are listening to this, a lot of people say, oh, you know, you should be on COVID or whatever to other people. What advice would you give somebody who really wants to, you know, get themselves
budding
on the cobbles? They want to be a budding actress and they're gagging to get in Roy's roles. It's tough.
Don't ask me, because I don't know. No, it's hard. I would say it's hard. And I count myself very lucky to have had this job for 15 years, and I know how hard it is.
Yeah.
I've got loads of mates who are actors and, you know, would just love to have this, you know, the opportunity that I've got, so I never take it for granted.
Mm.
But I'd say, like anything in life, if you want to do it, and
yeah,
put your whole heart into it, do it, and you'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
On that note, Jenny McAlpine, we're not going to call you Fizz from Corey. Thank you so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Thank you.
One more thing. Can I ask one more question?
Go on,
Lucy.
Yeah.
Where would you go for a nice little beverage? Would it be the Rovers or would it be Roy's?
If she wants booze.
It depends on you, I suppose.
Obviously, in real life, Chris and I, my other half, have our restaurant, Annie.
You do? Yes, and that's in Manchester, isn't it?
We are famous for our cup of teas and
sandwiches
and scones, and I like a cup of tea. I think you do too, Luke.
I'm a huge tea fan, yeah.
Yeah. So I would probably go. So yeah, I'd have to say that because of Annie. So I would say I go to Roy's Rolls for a cup of tea, and also I'd like to see Roy. It's always kicking off in the Rovers. And I can take my kids to Roy's
Exactly.
Oh, we need to meet up at your place soon then for a cup of tea.
Oh,
that
yeah,
sounds delightful.
If you want to come, Luke, you come and have a cup of tea, tell them I said so.
I definitely will. Jenny, thanks so much.
I'm just saying, tell them I said so.
You still have to pay for it.
Yeah, oh,
yeah. Jenny. You can have extra tea, they'll top you up.
That'll
Thanks,
do. I'll take
Jen.
You up on that. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, guys.
How nice is Fizz from Corrie?
She is so nice. She's now my new favourite soap person ever.
And obviously, Lucy, the question I was going to ask is basically, how do we get in Corrie?
Well, obviously, Jen doesn't know. She can't help us.
She can't help
Sorry
us.
Sorry about that, Luke.
So the quest for me walking on the cobbles and, you know, buying a newspaper
Your
from
dream
Debs.
Dream has died.
That's exactly what it has. On that note, thank you so much for listening to us this week. We hope you enjoyed the one where we get soapy with Fizz from Corrie. Please check out our previous episodes, audioboom.com/channel/LukeandLucyFM, or check out LukeandLucyFM.com, all on there.
And please let us know what you think. All feedback is good feedback. We want to hear.
Even if you can't stand our voices and don't like Coronation Street.
Even if you hate us, tell us.
Yeah,
we
that's it.
Know.
Solicit for abuse, Lucy. That's what we want. On that note, thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you right here next week on Luke and Lucy FM.
We will.
You know what would have been good if we had a bigger budget? I could have played the Coronation Street theme to see us out.
Perfect.
Do you know what? I'll buy her. Go on.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.